Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com. Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
B-Pod Studios.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Monday morning edition of the Toucher and Rich program. John Wallach, former Patriots linebacker and three-time Super Bowl champion. Is everyone happy about that?
Thank you, John.
Ted Johnson is
respect.
Ted, I think you know you have my respect. They don't need to bring that up. Three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson.
It's the last time you have to say
here.
It today. You're fine.
Is that right?
Yeah,
I'm good.
You're done. You don't
okay.
Have to say anymore.
Very good. All right.
You're good.
I'm out after two. This is great. Joe Murray is also sitting over there in a different room today. 617-779-0985. We're talking Bruins. Bruins play Carolina. Game four tonight in the bubble up in Toronto. Bruins leading 2-1. Andrew Raycroft is a former Boston.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Oops, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Bruins goaltender. He's currently a Bruins analyst for Nesson. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. And Andrew, in a weird way, you're kind of responsible for this Rask mess because, as we all know, 14 years ago, you were traded to Toronto for the very goaltender we're talking about.
You're right. Completely my fault. And I, you know what? I'm actually going to take all the credit for the drama and the airtime everyone's going to have with this for the next couple weeks.
All right. So you're a goaltender. Goaltenders think differently. Tuukka Rask has been, I don't know, kind of out there the last week. He said some things he probably shouldn't have said after a game two loss. And then he decided to leave. What is your take about all of this?
Well, obviously, all of those post-game conference words and his ideas that Tuukka had, I think, are put into context now. He was obviously struggling with something while he's in the bubble, family issues, things going on here back at home that were causing him to lose a little bit of focus and were, I'm sure, really in his kitchen, where it was really rattling and to be up there. And then you go to the press conference and answer questions a little differently than he ever has, even with the honesty that he's usually known for when he's talking about results and having fun. We've never heard that before, and I think that's a byproduct of whatever was going on in his personal life.
Hey, Andrew, you know, the Bees were in they found themselves having to do a power kill early in that game. I mean, there was a tripping call on Marchand, so just a couple minutes into that game, and Halak got tested early. I mean, the Canes were coming at him in that power play. And I think he had four or five, you know, saves in that period of time. Do you think that kind of got him lathered up and going and got guys fired up when they saw how well Halak played, particularly early in that game, considering he wasn't even scheduled to play?
It sometimes works out that way for a goaltender. You want to get action right away. He hasn't played in any real meaningful games for a really long time. So to go out there and, like you said, get on the penalty kill real early, get a few shots, nothing, no two-on-ones, no breakaways, just some plays that were right out in front of him to get comfortable in the game were certainly helpful. The guys believe in Jarl. Jarl has a great resume. He's been here a couple years now, and everyone in that room believes in his ability. And the bright lights of the bubble and whatever's going on up there for the playoffs aren't going to have him shy away.
Hey, Razor, I just wanted to go back to that Dougie Hamilton goal.
Oh, Jesus.
I can't let it go.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to die on this hill. I can't believe they got
Andrew,
beat by him.
Bad as, I'm sure you've talked with him at length about this. I had to deal with this all day on Friday. Jesus Christ.
Can you just tell us, is that a shot?
Jesus, that's not even the last game they played.
It doesn't matter. I want to go back to it. But if you were in net, is that something you think you could have stopped? And being serious for a moment here.
No, you're not.
Can Tuukka Rask bounce back from this? Is this something next year he's going to be the goaltender? They're saying all the right things right now. Of course, right? They want him to come back, and he's part of them winning a championship. But do you think this is something he can bounce back from?
Dougie Hamilton's goal was a real goal.
Thank you.
You text me. I told you that was a cannon.
Yes.
Listen,
it was a bomb from the top of the circle. Can we end this, please? Thank you.
Right around the ear.
Thank you.
Yeah. Sometimes a goalie gets a shoulder on it, but that's a legit goal.
Thank you.
Can Tuukka bounce back? I believe we're in crazy times. I know we're in crazy times, and I believe time is going to dull this a little bit. I think obviously there's a huge knee-jerk reaction. It's playoffs. How could someone leave? I think when all of this is done, I think we're going to look back on 2020 just in general and recognize that there's a lot of extra variables involved. So I feel like the guys are sincere in what they're saying regarding Tuukka and his family and what's going on. And I do believe that if Tuukka solves all issues and comes back with a clear head and whatever the next season looks like, that's a whole other issue, right? That's a whole other conversation. Whatever the next hockey season, football, NFL, NBA, whatever season we're talking about, what that looks like is going to be a whole other thing. But no, I do believe Tuukka's been here a really long time. We've seen guys come in and out of that lineup and in and out of that dressing room that haven't gone along with the culture or haven't given enough to the team. Maybe a guy like Dougie Hamilton. I'll just, maybe that guy. And Tuukka's been here through all of that. He's been through all of these battles. He's been through everything with these guys. So I truly believe once this dies down a little bit, the fans and certainly the organization is going to look on it a little bit differently.
All right. Let's focus on the product on the ice. Obviously, now that Rask is no longer with the team, what we saw on Saturday, in my opinion, was nothing short of remarkable. Without David Pastrnak, one of the best two goal scorers in the National Hockey League, and without Tuukka Rask, by definition, one of the three best goaltenders in the National Hockey League, the Bruins went out there and didn't just beat Carolina, they dominated them for long periods of time. And I'm having a hard time thinking, and I brought this up in the first hour of the program, I don't know if Tampa Bay could do that. Washington sure couldn't. They can't beat the team they're playing even with their best players. It looks like the Bruins have raised their game to surround their backup goaltender. Do you think they can sustain it?
I do believe they can sustain it. I think you make a great point when you look at the other teams that we thought were juggernauts as well that are struggling in the bubble and trying to find their legs in the bubble. I look at it, the path, whatever that path is going to be, it's going to be pretty clear here in another week, another 6 days. And I think it can be advantageous for the Bruins. And I like the way they bounced back. I think their commitment to the game and to the series was shown in game three, especially without arguably their two best players. So yes, you can't make a full run without David Pastrnak. We need, they need to get him back in the lineup and getting offensive contribution from him. But certainly with their structure, with their style of play, I think Carolina's a matchup that they can get out of this series pretty quickly here if they continue to break the forecheck. That's if they get out of their zone, they're going to have no problems against tonight in game four.
Hey, Andrew, who do you think at this point, not just in this series, but moving forward, is maybe the most important player on this team, not named Bergeron, Pastrnak, or Marchand? Who do you think is got to really step up and help this team if they're going to win what they want to win here?
Well, I think we've seen David Krejci step up already, and we see with him creating offense and getting that second line, just moving it. Yeah. I think he feels comfortable with both of those guys, so I'll put him right there, and I think Charlie Coyle is another guy his trajectory is a rocket ship right now. The last year he's been here with the Bruins, and what he's able to do on that third line, the matchups he gets when Krejci and Bergeron are playing well, the matchups Charlie Coyle get, he can dominate any of those lines that, that other teams are putting him up against.
Hey, Rays, I just want to ask you about the Nesson studio there. We laugh about it. We laugh with Jaffe about it. How did you feel up there? A little close for you guys? How do you feel about that whole setup? Some days you guys look far away. Some days you come a little too close.
Only Jaffe looks far away. They put Jaffe looks like one of those guys from Willy Wonka. Who's the guy who disappeared in the TV and got really small? That's what Jaffe looks like. You get to at least stand near the camera.
Yeah, you got your turn this week. How was that one?
Goodness.
Yeah, I was over on the left. Honestly, when we're in the studio, it doesn't feel as different as it looks on TV. Because I saw game one as well where Billy was way in the back, and I thought it would be different when I went in. But honestly, it feels pretty similar to where we usually are. I think it's just way the camera setup is that on TV it puts Billy in the Willy Wonka factory.
Jaffe in the middle.
He's got to get a better agent, man. He's got to get closer. Andrew, thank you very much.
Absolutely, guys. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Thanks. That is Andrew Raycroft, former Bruins goaltender and current Nesson hockey analyst. And we'll continue the Bruins talk next. If you want to get back into talking about Tuukka Rask or the team's ability to beat Carolina without him in the first round of the playoffs, 617-779-0985. It's the Monday edition of the Toucher and Rich program. John Wallach, Ted Johnson sitting in, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Toucher and Rich. At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestfording.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
You.
Drive home with Felger and Mass this afternoon at 2. Right now, this is how Boston sports fans start the day. Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We've been focusing mostly on the Bruins here at the beginning of the program, and we've talked a little bit of Celtics, but not to be left out, the Patriots have their first padded practice of training camp. Today is the first day the media will be let in to watch see exactly what the Patriots are up to in their first real big media availability since Tom Brady moved on to Tampa Bay. We'll get a chance to see Cam Newton and Jared Stidham, and we'll get a chance to break down all the reps and see who gets reps with the first team and see what the defense looks like. And Ted Johnson is here to help us do that. We'll go heavy into football next hour here on 98.5 The Sports Hub, your flagship radio station of the Patriots. And we'll have our first of many training camp updates with Bob Soucy in the 8 o'clock hour as well. But I wanted to get back into the Bruins because they are the hot topic right now. Bruins have played game 4 against Carolina up in Toronto tonight, leading that first-round playoff series 2-1. We've all put our opinions out on the table. I am of the mind that the Bruins are backing Tuukka Rask. There's something else going on here, and he will be back with the team next year. Joe Murray says there's no way in hell he comes back here next year. The Bruins are sick of him. He's going to be traded. He has 1 year left on his contract. Ted, what is your opinion on this?
My feeling is that he will be back. He will be back.
I think he will be, too. 617-779-0985. You get a chance to weigh in on the Bruins and on the playoffs. So we have Luke in Bridgewater, who has now waited about a half an hour to yell at me. Luke, you're next on the program.
Yeah, thanks. You bird brain. You dumb bird brain. I can't believe you're buying this emergency, family emergency excuse. Don't you know that is the oldest trick in the book for when a player, for other circumstances, is fired, let go? I'll tell you exactly what happened. Neely and Sweeney came down after hearing all those comments he made and said, go home. We will tell everybody it's a family emergency, whatever it is, go home. We cannot have a player in the pipes with that attitude. Did you listen to those comments?
Mm-hmm.
How are people still saying, I don't know if he has what it takes. I'm not sure if he's up for this. How can you listen to that stuff and still be unclear as to where he's at mentally? He cannot play, except a regular season game, apparently. But
so
that's all a smokescreen wallet, you bird brain.
It's not a possibility that he was dealing with a family issue that finally came to a head and realized he had to leave?
So he plays two playoff games,
yep.
Makes the worst comments that any Boston Bruin has ever made,
mm-hmm.
and then just so happens to have a family emergency come up?
It was the family problem that forced him to feel that way.
A guy that weak doesn't opt in for the play. Why do you play two playoff games if you have this emergency situation? He was on the fence. Baloney. The guy is not into it. His heart's not into it. Hasn't been into it. This is so consistent. But I think Neely and Sweeney just had enough and said, get out of here. We can't, how can we ask our players? You guys thought that there's no way they would sit him. They didn't not only sit him, they sent him home.
Hmm.
Like, I don't understand why you guys buying this family emergency baloney. Don't you know that that is used all the time?
Well, I don't remember it's used all the time, but this goes back to what I was saying. If you hate Rask, you're always going to hate Rask. If you back Rask, you're always going to back Rask. Mm-hmm. He's one of those rare figures.
He's polarizing, John.
Oh, God. I mean, there's no way back and forth over that electrified fence.
It is. I have to agree with the caller. It is hard to hear those comments that he made 2 days prior to, opting out and just sit there and think that it's nothing more than just him wanting to stop playing. That he was – you can say it's a family emergency, but it's very difficult in the context of just his attitude. Since he got back from the from the COVID break, what he was saying leading up to the game three, it just kind of feels as if the guy just didn't want to play anymore. And it's really more about that than it is a family. But then you're hearing other reports that it truly is about the family. So I'm very conflicted on how I feel about this.
See, that's what I keep coming back to.
I'd like to hear more.
I was as angry as ever. Well, we all would, because it would bring some clarity to the situation. But I keep coming back to that. I was as angry as everyone else. I mean, if you're a goaltender and you're a key part of a team, you just don't leave your team in the playoffs ever. And that's a one-way ticket out of any organization. But then you find out that, again, that Nesson report, it was a family emergency. Everyone was safe at home, but there was still an emergency he needed to tend to. And if that is true, then you completely understand why he left. And it puts into context the problems he was going through in the week leading up to this. He thought he could play through it. He thought his family was okay. And then something happened in the last 48 hours that said, you know what? I can't stay here. I have to be home with my family. And the timing sucks.
You have to admit, though, John, even regardless of what's going on in these uncertain times, it is still kind of hard to believe that a goalie that is on the best team in the NHL, arguably with the record at least, has a chance to win it all and really kind of cement your legacy, and not only your legacy, but a lot of the best players on this team's legacies. And you say you're done 2 hours before game three. It is unprecedented.
Yes.
And it is very hard, I think, regardless
of the best goaltenders in the world, yep,
to accept that he decided he didn't want to play anymore.
If it indeed, and we find out later, and again, from what I've heard over the last 48 hours or so since he made this decision, there might be more to the story. I keep hearing rumblings, there might be more to this. And when all is revealed, everyone will say, oh, okay, I get it. And if that's the case, then this is justified.
That's why I said, ask me in a month how I really feel, because I feel like there needs to be more details out there that kind of support.
Well, we can't wait a month, Ted. You're here. You're in studio today.
This is
the problem with talk radio. You have to have the opinion right now.
I feel like there's three sides to the story. And, there's the Tuca side, there's the player side. But I do feel like in some way the team rallied around on Saturday.
Hey, and if that, I don't know, pushes him over, if that pushes him over the top after a lackluster game, too, I'm fine.
Are they happy he's gone, or are they just in playing hard in support?
I think it's I think it's second. I think it's number two. I don't think they. I don't think they put together a great effort in Game Three, despite the goaltender. Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're saying?
Yes,
you're
I am.
Saying that they put together a great effort, that 3-1 win in Game 3 on Saturday, because they were so pissed off that Tuukka left. They go, yeah, we can win without you. It had nothing to do with rallying around the other goaltender.
Part of it.
That's
it
what I'm saying.
It could be part of it, John.
I think you guys are insane, both of you. Mike in New Hampshire, you're next on 98.5 The Sports Talk. No, no, I was about to say WBZ-FM. I was about to say WBZ-FM, and I'm like, why would you say the call letters is 98.5 The Sports Hub.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, I don't think that Wallach is a bird brain by any means, but I think that caller had a point. I think after what he said, they told him, we're sending you home, but we'll give you the chance to save face, tell everybody it's a family emergency. They can't have that attitude on the team.
So there's no way possible that there's no way possible that Rask actually had a family emergency.
I think it's a slim chance it's possible. I hope for his sake that it's not a family emergency. I'm a Tuukka guy, but I just can't stand what he said. You don't deserve to play.
All right, so you are a Tuukka guy, and you have hopped the electrified fence. You want him gone.
I don't want him gone, but I want him gone for this playoff, but I don't want him gone in the future.
Oof. Okay.
That's interesting, though.
That's different.
I would be a little bit surprised. I would think fans that are, if they're upset with him for leaving the bubble now and leaving this team now, that they wouldn't want him back next year, I would think. I would think that's...
Well, that'll be the telling tale. I mean, if the Bruins... And he only has 1 year left on his contract. His deal is very tradable, even in a flat cap situation, which the NHL is in next year. I mean, he's making $7 million. And I'm thinking a team that's close to getting that final push and making a run at a cup, well, I'd trade for him. I mean, you certainly can, but I don't think the Bruins will. I think the Bruins will keep him.
Unless Halak goes, stands on his head and plays out of his mind, and they make a deep run, and it's like, you know what? We can save money just by having Halak as our goalie, and then you can trade him. So part of it, I think, is to be determined. If Halak plays out of his mind, then I can see a lot of people saying, let's just ride with Halak from this point on.
But he's a goaltender that's 2 years older than Rask.
Yeah, that's true.
And once he's going to be a free agent after next season, too. And then do you do?
Fair enough.
That's part of the problem. We'll take one more before the break. Let's go to, I think it's Andrew. You're next on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey, good morning, guys. I heard that Tuukka played enough to make the playoff bonus. Is that, I don't know if you guys have heard anything about that.
I've not heard that. So you're saying
the money to run.
So you're saying that he played two games to make his money and then leave.
No, they made no money. They make no money in the playoffs.
That's just what I heard. I don't know.
No, they literally make no money.
No, I get that. But Andrew, this is fascinating to me. You believe.
No, I don't believe it.
Oh, you don't believe it.
I was wondering if you had heard.
Heard anything about that.
I read somewhere this week that they already got paid. Like, he already got paid his $7 million
this year. Yes. No, he's already made. It doesn't matter how many games he plays in the playoffs.
But you get something.
Something.
Like,
but it's
like
not,
the NFL.
It's chump change.
You don't get your salary anymore, but you get, money for every series you advance.
Yeah.
So it's
not about money with Tuukka.
I just like that the idea was brought up.
I do too.
The Boston fans are great. I mean, that's part of the reason why sports radio in this town exists. But to actually formulate in your brain, and I'm not saying that guy believed in it. Maybe one of his buddies like, yeah, he totally did that. To actually come to a conclusion that Rask played the first two games of the series to make extra money before he could left.
Yeah.
Oh, I made my cash. I can leave now. What is wrong?
That's a bad take.
What the hell is wrong with you?
John, I just want to ask Ted one thing. We could think about this during the break. Can you remember players going through something and it showed, on the field? And second of all, have you ever been involved in something where something was happening and they sent somebody home and then, said, we're going to say it's this or an injury or something to that degree? Because there's a lot here with Tuukka. The guy had some interesting comments, and in the end, he's gone for a family reason.
You know, the first.
Think about it during the break.
I got one player.
Look at Joe taking over the show.
I don't want to step on Wallach.
Oh my lord!
I'll squish him.
I have one player in mind when you ask me that question.
Well, we have to go to the break, Ted. We'll figure it out.
I'll save it.
617-779-0985. More of your Rask phone calls coming up next. We'll go heavy into the Patriots coming up at 8 o'clock. It's Wallach. It's Ted Johnson. It's Joe Murray here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to $16,000 off MSRP. You heard right. Not $10,000 or $12,000. We're talking $16,000 off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestfording.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Toucher.
Our only concern is your condition.
Rich.
This guy is a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
We'll get hard into football coming up at 8 o'clock. Ted Johnson is here. We have a game for Ted at the top of the hour. And I kind of alerted him. I didn't tell him what we were doing, but I told him we had a game involving Ted Johnson. He's been fidgeting over there for like 20 minutes. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
You sure?
I'm good.
He's nervous
as
hell.
Well, the last time I played a game on Toucher and Rich, it did not go well for me.
Well, I mean, that's everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, have you listened to the program?
Right. No, I know.
I've suffered occasionally because of this.
I get it, but I'm not here every day. I come in here every once in a while, and I'm grateful for the opportunities. So I just hope I don't embarrass myself. This is trivia about myself.
I'm not telling you specifically.
I'm hoping that it goes well, but we will see.
Well, the hope is a nice thing to have.
Yes.
I hope you do well too, Ted, because if you don't do well in this, you'll probably never hear the end of it.
My man, Andy
no
Dufresne.
Pressure.
Hope is a good thing.
No pressure.
Oh, Andy Dufresne.
617.
Is that what Tuukka Rask did? He left in the middle of the night?
And... Jesus, God. 617-779-0985. It's John Wallach. It's Ted Johnson. Joe Murray sitting in the other room today. We're talking about Bruins, and you can't talk Bruins without my man Xanadu. Xanadu, this is back-to-back shows. I'm touched. Thank you very much for calling, and you must be riding high today. Is he there? I thought I had him. I guess you're going to have to punch him up. This thing doesn't work. Line one. Thank you. Xanadu.
Hey! Thanks for having me on. Anytime I get on the air, I'm happy. I love attention.
So what do you think? They're up 2-1. Great win on Saturday.
Oh, my God. And so I'm like, that was the Bruins team. They came out. I saw that game. There was about 8 minutes of game time where Carolina was even in it. The first 5 minutes of the game and about 3 minutes after Halak gave up that weird goal. Outside of that, Carolina was never in that game. This is the Bruins that I knew could be there. And I looked, I said, yes, 14 more wins. And then I went, oh, my God, 14, that's huge.
So as a Bruins fan, I mean, as the biggest Bruins fan that I know, how do you feel about Tuukka Rask leaving? What's your take on this?
Okay, so first I'm going to put out the disclaimer, family is important. I don't want to get blasted on social media because I'm about to blast Tuuk. Second, I'm going to invoke the spirit of Fred Kutcher. For the love of God, could you at least have just given us a reason that we either could have accepted, like somebody was in a car accident, or that we could be pissed off, like, oh my God, I miss my family. Instead of this middle of the ground where I don't get to actually just be directly angry. And third, Tuukka Rask, you know what? You're dead to me. Now, this is it. You know what? We don't talk about Steve Camford, the only other Bruins who have opted out. From here forward, we do not talk about Tuukka Rask because he is not on this team. Halak is carrying us. to the Stanley Cup, and I'm glad he does it, and I'm happy Halak's name is going to be above Tuukka Rask's name when they etch those names on the Stanley Cup. Rask is dead to me, and I hope his family's okay, so don't blame me on social media. I hope everything's physically and mentally okay with those people.
All right, last question, Zeta Dude. Would you welcome Rask back with open arms next season?
No.
All right.
Not after this. Disclaimer, unless it turns out something was massive that even Fred Kutcher could go with, and then I'll give him there. If I may have a moment, I would like to respond to two questions Joe Murray has asked me last week after I signed off.
Yeah.
One. Yeah, yes, Joe, I teach in this voice. I have three settings, loud, really loud, and Bruins game. And two, I don't broadcast from my mom's basement. I got my own basement.
There you go. All right. Hey, Zeta Dude, be good. It's good to talk to you. See, even that he is the Bruins fans of all Bruins fans.
He's come in studio before.
Yes, he has. Yeah. He has. He's the rollerblading guy with the banner. You recognize him. If he's out on Rask, that's not good news.
But he qualified it, too, though, I think it's a lot of people are going to do. They're going to kind of temper it and say, hey, I hope his family's okay, but I don't ever want the guy back. That's what people are going to be struggling with today.
Richie in North Quincy, you're next on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. John, before the break, you were saying that you think that Rask is going to be with the Bruins next year. Let me tell you something. Rask is going to be the starting goaltender for the Seattle Kraken next year. That's where he's going to be. This is a theme with him. This isn't like a one-time thing. Gold medal game. What was he, sick for that when he was representing his own country, Finland? There's a history of stuff like this. That's what I think anyways. I'll let you guys go.
No, that's fine.
The hardest thing is the players in the front office seem to be okay with this. I thought I'd hear a hint of frustration or, you know, disappointment that he's not going to be playing for the Bruins. I didn't hear. I really just heard support, so it makes me think. I think the majority of fans, probably don't want him back, but I'm not so sure that's the feeling inside in the Bruins organization.
Well, I mean, it's the overwhelming majority. I mean, Bruins fans, they remember him opting out of that final game against Ottawa, where they needed to beat Ottawa, and he did not show up. And people remember Buff's Pub and the wings and the stomach problem. People remember the Olympics. You look at his track record and you see it, but. Along with that comes a great goaltender. This guy, I keep coming. He's already won the Vezina once. He's a Vezina Trophy finalist this year. Yeah. You wouldn't have had the best record in the National Hockey League without him. I mean, there's a reason he's starting, and I would imagine 20 other NHL teams would love to have him. I mean, you have a commodity here that is very difficult to come by. Yaroslav Halak, he is a quality NHL goaltender. He is a starting goaltender. He started with the Canadiens, made a run to the Eastern Conference Finals. He started with the New York Islanders. He has experience, but he's not Rask. He's not close to Rask. So before you get rid of Rask, and by the way, there's nothing in the farm system, nothing in the pipeline here that's anywhere close to starting for you.
That might make the decision easy for him, but you have to admit this is to me with the context in which you just laid out with all this previous kind of other things that he's done, it is going to be very, very difficult, I think, for fans and maybe secretly some of the players. You know, they might not say it, but maybe secretly they're all saying to themselves, you know, if you can't rely on him in the biggest moments, then I don't care how great you are in the regular season. It's when the playoffs, when it counts, if you can't rely on him, you know, that says a lot about the man if that's true that he's, you know, people think he's soft or he's just not committed. That's going to be a stain that's not going to leave him for a while.
If what I'm hearing is true, the rumblings I'm hearing, and I have nothing concrete, but this is just what I hear, that there is something legit going on, and once we find out, we will understand. If that is true, I think Bruins fans will be fine with it. But it's the unknown that is pissing everybody off. Let's go to Frank on the Cape. You're next on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Teddy, what's going on, pal?
Hey, Frank. What's up?
This is a question for you. All right. So you went through all your stuff with, you know, concussions, head injuries, you know, player safety, right? Let's say, and, you know, this is something that, you know, may or may not be happening. Let's say it's a player safety issue. If a guy like Tuukka, who's established on the team, you know, isn't happy with you know, the way that COVID was handled going into it, maybe thought that the Bruins could have, you know, handled a few things differently, and now he's up there in it, and he maybe feels like the tournament, the whole thing is just BS. I don't know. It's, you know, the player safety thing. I mean, these guys are still, yeah, they're in a bubble, but I don't know. Well, let's say the Bruins skirted a few things and maybe didn't, you know, weren't 100% honest with some COVID tests or something like that. Do you think that might affect the way that he approaches everything?
It could.
It's all hypothetical.
Yeah, it could. But my feeling is we would hear about that if the protocols weren't safe, that we would know about that.
Unfit to play?
Yeah, right? I haven't heard there being any issues with the way the Bruins protocols are being, being used. It seems like everything is A-okay with the testing. So, I have to admit, it's the timing of it all. I'm sorry. It's going into game three that is going to make people, like, really question this. It was, if you did this 4 weeks ago, man, people would have, I think, more understanding about it.
And, Ted, I asked you this before the break, but, you know, mentally,
yes,
being inside a bubble in a controlled environment, some birds aren't meant to be caged, right?
Right.
Not to use another Shawshank line, but maybe Tuca's one of those guys. And I asked you before the break, have there been players that it's affected them and they've been sent home before?
The only player that I think had, I played with a lot of guys that had a lot of off-the-field stuff, and I was always amazed, quite honestly, Joe and John. I was shocked by how some of these guys were able to compartmentalize their lives. I mean, they'd have crazy stuff going on, litigation and legal stuff and things they had to deal with off the field, and they come to work. It's like nothing, you know, nothing happened at all. And that's amazing to me. But there was one guy that I think
let's go back to that because that was the question we had. Who's the guy?
It was Terry Glenn. Terry Glenn. I think Terry Glenn had a lot of off-the-field issues.
Yep.
That where you just, you know, and there was an injury that was always kind of associated with his, is he coming back? Is he playing? Is he not playing? Is he going to practice this week? Is he not going to practice? And the injury was almost maybe, I think, an excuse because he had some off-the-field issues going on. That's really the only player where you just didn't know sometimes week to week whether or not he was going to be playing because was he mentally in the right space.
Hey, I love Terry Glenn coming out of college. I was really happy that the Patriots drafted
phenomenal
him.
Player.
And that rookie year of his was amazing.
No, 90 catches.
But after that, nothing.
Well,
it was something, but ultimately he kind of disappeared.
Well, Pete became the head coach, and Pete handled him so much more differently than Bill.
Bill called him she right out of the block, right?
Believe it or not, that endeared him to Bill. Took the time with Terry and was hard on Terry.
Yeah,
but Terry needed that kind of strong love.
617-779-0985. We'll get into football at the top of the hour, but for now we're taking your phone calls on Tuukka Rask. Let's go to I love this Scoops and Quincy. You're next on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
What's up, fellas? 52. How you doing, brother?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
Not bad. Like, I haven't really heard this notice, but I really don't think Tuukka Rask is going to play another game in the NHL. I just feel like the last couple months they've talked about retirement, and that might be that direction.
Well, I've heard that a lot. I mean, if his passion for the game has completely subsided, then yeah, that might be it for him. And it wouldn't surprise me, put it that way.
And that's a real thing. When you start kind of voicing your thoughts about retirement before you're retired, that's really, it's almost the beginning. It's just a moment, you know, it's any day now when the guy's going to retire. If you're already publicly saying you want to, then it's really, really a short amount of time before I think guys will actually do it.
Have you seen that happen on a team of yours where a guy wandered in, you saw that he just didn't have it, and then he retired shortly afterwards?
I'd have to think about that.
All right.
Ninkovich was like that.
Lucky you, we have a commercial break right now. You think about it, and I expect an answer when we get back.
You got it, pal.
It's John Wallach. It's Ted Johnson. It's Joe Murray in for Fred and Rich. It's a Monday edition of Toucher and Rich here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.best40.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape.
Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
This is the home of the Bruins, the Celtics, and these guys. Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Coming up in the next hour, we will hear from Bob Soucy, the voice of the Patriots on this very radio station. He'll be live at Patriots training camp, 10 a.m., first padded practice for the Patriots, first training camp practice that is open to media. No public availability this year for obvious reasons in this COVID world we live in. But the media will get their first
the
look
real
at the Patriots.
The real media. The real media. Patriots.com doesn't count.
But oh, it doesn't? Okay.
The real media will be there.
Whoa.
Wow. That's a shot across the bow.
Paul Perillo listening?
Wow, goodness.
Patriots.com does not count.
Why don't they count?
Not as real media.
So like Sunshine Day, everything's
you're
just
saying
lovely?
That you're saying they're not an independent entity they and might not report accordingly?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Paul Perillo, yeah. I feel bad
like
for
everything's
Paul.
All sunshine. Like yeah, I know what you mean.
It's not right. A sunshiny day. But
you can't criticize the team you cover, so it's you're in-house media, so it's just
right.
Not the same.
All right, so you can't wait. I mean, this is going to be...
I mean,
you're chomping at the bit here, if I can use a tired cliche. You're very excited about this.
About the upcoming season?
No, about the Patriots, the fact that we're getting going
here.
I can't
wait.
This is it.
I find this to be a fascinating season. Now, yes. I wish COVID, wasn't here so we could really get a full kind of, understanding of what life is like without Tom. But I don't want to use that as an excuse, the COVID thing. I'm fascinated because I want to see how Bill reacts to not having Tom. How does this team react? Because let's face it, Bill won all his Super Bowls with Tom Brady as the quarterback. All right. And there's a lot of people say, well, Bill Belichick's proven that he's the best coach to ever coach and he's going to have total buy-in. He's not going to skip a beat. These guys are smart. They're all going to, okay. Are they going to buy in? I almost feel like Bill's got to prove himself all over again.
Don't you think though, because Bill is aware, I mean, he plays off like he doesn't, but Bill's aware of what people are saying about the team. Bill's aware that there are people who still think all of his coaching success really is due to the quarterback that he lucked into getting and lucked into having developed the way he did. I mean, don't you think that will torque him off to the point where he will really drive to succeed this year?
I do, but how does that look? I'm so curious to find out how that looks. Is he a hardo? Is he going back to, 2000, 2001 when he was making examples out of guys, when he was cutting guys, like very popular guys like Lauri Malloy right before camp to prove a point to everybody? Is he still going to be that kind of hard-ass type of coach who's it's my way or the highway, or does he change his style? Because he feels like, maybe I got to get these kids are different. They think differently. I can't be that same guy that I was 20 years ago to get these guys to buy in. How does that look? Am I going to pamper Cam Newton? Mm-hmm. Or am I going to be as hard on him as I've always been with any player?
Yeah, you and I have to get into that because I think that he needs to in order to get everyone's attention, much like he did with Tom Brady during his 20 years.
We will see. That's what I'm curious to see.
Okay, we're going to take a break here. No commercials, just the headlines. And when we return... The eagerly anticipated game that Ted Johnson's been worrying about since the moment he got here, that is coming up next. We're going to test Ted's knowledge of himself. But first, Joe Murray with the headlines. It's the Toucher and Rich program for a Monday. John Wallach, Ted Johnson sitting in here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
At Sport of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at TheBestFord.com.
Go to www.bestfording.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.